Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. India says trade pact with United States will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industry. Ukraine and Russia hold second round of US brokered talks in Abu Dhabi to explore end to four-year conflict. US witnesses rallies across 25 cities over persecution of minority communities in Bangladesh. In Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championship, Asha Singh wins gold in 10-meter air pistol individual event in Delhi, also clinches gold in team event along with Manu Bhakar and Suruchi Singh. And India entered the final of Under-19 Cricket World Cup beating Afghanistan by 7 wickets at Harare. India has said that the trade pact with the United States will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industry and enable access to advanced technologies. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, the government has taken care of sensitive sector like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal.
This agreement also provides significant comparative advantages to Indian exporters, particularly in labor-intensive and manufacturing sectors. I would like to reiterate before this August House that government has taken full care of India's key sensitivities in the fertilizer and agriculture sectors. This partnership will open up new opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industries.
Mr. Goyal said, the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both the nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay an official visit to Malaysia from 7th to 8th of this month at the invitation of his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim. The External Affairs Ministry said, during the visit, Prime Minister will hold bilateral discussions with the Malaysian Prime Minister. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Malaysia after elevation of India-Malaysia bilateral relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in August 2024. India has stressed the need to strengthen its partnership with the United Nations Development Programme, highlighting 6 decades of collaboration. Addressing the UNDP Executive Board session, India's Permanent Representative Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish said, the partnership has been crucial in areas such as poverty eradication, climate resilience, sustainable development goals, that is SDG localization, and South-South cooperation. India has said, social justice is central to country's vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur stated this at the 64th session of the UN Commission for Social Development in New York. Ms. Thakur noted that India's vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 places dignity, equity and opportunity at the core of governance, reflecting the philosophy of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Ukrainian and Russian negotiators began a second round of US brokered talks in Abu Dhabi today, aimed at exploring a possible end to four-year conflict. The two-day trilateral meeting brings together Ukrainian, Russian and US officials in a fresh attempt to halt Europe's biggest conflict since World War II, which has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions and devastated much of eastern and southern Ukraine. Ukrainian side is led by National Security and Defense Council Secretary Rustam Umerov. The Russian delegation is led by Military Intelligence Chief Igor Kostikov. The US has sent envoys, including Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, to facilitate the discussions. The United States and Iran are set to hold talks in Oman on Friday after Tehran sought a change of venue from Turkey to ensure negotiations remain strictly focused on its nuclear program. The meeting comes amid growing concerns of a possible confrontation as US forces build up in West Asia. More from our correspondent.
Iran has chosen Oman as its venue for the latest nuclear talks, continuing previous negotiations. The move avoids Turkey, keeping the focus strictly on Tehran's nuclear program and steering clear of issues like its ballistic missiles. Iran has called its missile program a red line, while Washington wants to include broader regional security concerns. United States President Donald Trump has warned that bad things could happen if no deal is reached. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi are expected to attend, with Jared Kushner also likely to take part. Previous nuclear talks in Oman in 2025, mediated by Muscat, helped narrow differences over Tehran's nuclear program, though key disagreements remained. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The United States is today hosting the inaugural Critical Minerals Ministerial in Washington, D.C., bringing together delegations from over 50 countries to advance collaboration on securing and diversifying global critical mineral supply chains. Speaking on the occasion, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio highlighted the importance of economic security through critical minerals, adding the power, infrastructure, industry, and national defense of a country. He called for the need for allies to come together, not only for rectifying the mistakes of past, but to pool in collective talent and innovation to ensure diversity and affordability in supply chains. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In United States, peaceful awareness rallies calling for attention to violence against minority communities in Bangladesh were held today across 25 cities despite extreme winter conditions. The coordinated nationwide effort aimed to highlight ongoing violence and persecution faced by Hindu and other minority communities in Bangladesh. Community members, faith leaders, and concerned citizens gathered at city halls and civic centers to observe moments of silence, offer prayers, and call for protection of vulnerable minorities. Attendees raised awareness about reported incidents of lynching, arson, sexual violence, and targeted killings. Bangladesh's human rights situation over the past 17 months under the interim government has been described as deeply alarming by the Human Rights Support Society. Presenting its report at the National Press Club today, the society said that since August 2024, there have been over 1,400 incidents of political violence, leaving at least 195 people dead. Violence against women and children remain a major concern. The sacred Devanagari relics of Lord Buddha arrived in Colombo today aboard a special C-130J aircraft of the Indian Air Force, marking their first ever international exposition. High-level Indian delegation led by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi accompanied the relics. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake inaugurated the exposition of the sacred relics at the Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuya expressed gratitude to the Government of India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for making the sacred occasion possible.
We consider it a great blessing of great importance to us as Sri Lankans and to give our people this opportunity to worship the relics and receive the blessings from witnessing these relics. That's a huge honor and a huge, tremendous opportunity for our people. So I really appreciate this gesture by the Indian government, by Prime Minister Modi, for taking these relics out for the first time to Sri Lanka and giving this opportunity to us.
Olympian Isha Singh clinched a gold medal in the final of women's individual 10-meter air pistol event at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in Delhi on the opening day of Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship. The trio of Isha, Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar and Suruchi Singh also won the yellow medal in women's team 10-meter air pistol event. In cricket, India entered the final of Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe today. India will now lock horns with England in the summit clash on Friday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India says trade pact with United States will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industry. Ukraine and Russia hold second round of US brokered talks in Abu Dhabi to explore end to four-year conflict. US witnesses rallies across 25 cities over persecution of minority communities in Bangladesh. In Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championship, Isha Singh wins gold in 10-meter air pistol individual event in Delhi, also clinches gold in team event along with Manu Bhakar and Suruchi Singh. and India entered the final of Under-19 Cricket World Cup, beating Afghanistan by 7 wickets at Harare. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.